Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Romans chapter 9, verses 2 and 3. My heart is filled with bitter sorrow and unending grief for my people, my Jewish brothers and sisters. I would be willing to be forever cursed, cut off from Christ, if that would save them. The Apostle Paul was proud of his Jewish heritage and was passionate that his Jewish brothers and sisters should share in the wonder of knowing Christ as their personal Lord and Saviour. But look at the language he used. He was willing to be cursed forever if it meant that the Jews would find salvation. This is incredibly strong language, isn't it? And shows very clearly that it meant everything to him. Paul knew that the Jewish people were in a very privileged position. They'd been chosen to be God's adopted children. God had revealed his glory to them and made covenants with them and given them the law. They had Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as their ancestors, and Christ himself was a Jew, of course. They had every advantage, and Paul couldn't cope with the pain of seeing them reject Jesus. I want to turn Paul's words into a question to you and to me. How desperate are we that our friends and family should find new life in Christ? It looks to me that much of the time, as if we've come to accept things the way they are. Of course, we'd be delighted if other people came to believe in Jesus. We'd be happy to encourage them to do so. But I rarely meet Paul's level of passion that other people should become Christians. I believe that we need to pray for our churches to become far more passionate about sharing the good news of Jesus. Christians are a small minority in our society, and that will not change until we acquire something of Paul's passionate longing for other people to follow Christ. So let me ask you a question. What do you learn from Paul's burning desire to see his Jewish brothers and sisters follow Christ? And now let me pray with you. Loving Father, thank you that you've given us new life in Christ. May the wonder of knowing you give us a constantly deepening desire to see other people become Christians as well. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is of course available at any time. I do hope you have a really good day today.